This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They can't tell you how many people are dying anymore from the dreaded Omicron, so now they want to tell you, they want to scare you in other ways. So I saw this story.
The United States has hit a record of nearly 500,000 daily coronavirus cases, the most any country has ever reported. Folks, we're in the Guinness Book of World Records. Woohoo! Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, here to mock and make fun of the craziness of leftism and how they try to sell you on the most insane ideas I've ever heard in my life. And this newest one is last week, 489,267 positive COVID cases were reported. Folks, I'm about to blow a hole you could drive Jupiter through in this whole narrative of COVID cases.
According to data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that would be the infamous CDC, get this, anywhere from 40% to 70% of new cases in America are the Omicron variant. 40 to 70%. Who pulled that number from betwixt their buttocks? What unelected bureaucrat is over that piece of great mathematics, right? 40 to 70%. Could you narrow it a little closer, please? The U.S. is now averaging 300,387 new COVID cases per day, a pandemic record, and the first time the 300,000 mark has been reached in America. Aren't you panicked? Aren't you panicked? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So here's what's interesting, folks. We pay the most for Wu flu cases. So does it surprise you that we have the most? That a country that represents just over 4% of the world's population has, what, 30, 40% of the Wu flu cases? It's insane. Oh, but you know what's dramatically missing from that number? I know you know because you're smart. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now. It's me. I know you know the answer. What's missing is the number of people dying. And I'm going to tell you this. This show, like I do every show, I will prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Wu Flu stuff is a scam. And you mark today's show, because if there's any leftists out there still wearing a stupid mask and bragging about their new shot that they got that is worthless, have them listen to this segment of the show. And then, even better, have them call me. Because as I say periodically on this program, I fear no debate with a lefty. And the more initials they have after their name, PhD, Esquire, whatever, I love it. I will kick their butts right in front of your voice, right in front of your ears. I'm the one with the voice. You're the one with the ears. I will kick their butts for you. You got to be with a lefty. Bring them here. Kev will take care of them. King Kong Kev, okay? I will kick their butt for you. Without proper testing, folks, they gave us a range of 40 to 70% of the new cases being Omicron. They can't even test for Omicron. And I'm going to tell you something else. As I've said before, and I'll say again, and I'll prove yet again on my own radio show, they can't, they don't, Omicron is a cold. It's a cold. And the Wu flu, part of it was the regular flu. Fauci says, folks, even if you are vaccinated, you run the same risk as the unvaccinated, and now you got to get your boosters. This is how much the vaccinated are protected. They got no protection, but they, oh, they're virtue signaling, walking around here, oh, look at me, I got my shot, why don't you get your shot? They're yelling at us. They are literally thinking that we're their children, that we should be putting patriotism over freedom. Let me tell you something. Freedom is the reason why I'm a patriot. It is the very reason why I will die for this country, is because I have that freedom. It makes me a patriot. Without freedom, you don't get my patriotism. Pure and simple. Unbelievable. Folks, let me tell you something. The so-called experts, if I do what Trump did, the fake news to what they call experts, I will have done my job. People should be fired when they get things this wrong, but instead they get promoted. Look at Fauci the fraud. This clown hasn't gotten anything right. And let me tell you, I would love to have the excuse when I was in management consulting of, well, listen, I didn't realize all the parameters. You know, the data changed. The data changed. We got to look at the data. I had to go into a company, assess what was going on, look at their as-is, determine what their 2B was, perform a fit gap, and put in the processes that fixed the existing problems. Fauci wouldn't know management consultant. He's approaching this as the most failed management consultant I've ever met. He wouldn't survive a day in the business that I did for 20 years. And he's making more money than anybody. He's an unelected bureaucrat that is ruining your life. And he's a fraud. Not even his guesses are right. I will make you a bet. I'm on radio. You know, I've been on media. So you can go back and listen to my shows from a year and a half or whatever ago. I've been more correct than Fauci with less data. It's insane. For all intents, folks, we could ask a chimp to point at pictures and get a better track record than Fauci the fraud. And I'm not even kidding about it. So if you haven't figured it out yet, what I'm telling you is there are no experts in government. The real experts are outside of government, outside of the bureaucracy. And sadly, most of them are afraid to speak out. They don't want to buck the system. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their credentials. And I get it. You spend that much time getting your medical degree, gaining your reputation, and in a short amount of time, somebody can completely derail you. Why? Because of the bureaucracy. This is what should be most alarming to Americans right now, is telling the truth will get you in trouble. Leftists threatened to dox them. They will remove their licenses. I want you to imagine if you put in that much effort to build your career and it could be gone in an instant. Reporting the right thing, doing the right thing could lead to you losing your livelihood. Having experienced it, I can tell you, it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of guts to tell the truth, to stand up to the man. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you enough information today to where you don't have to, there will be no ridicule of you when you tell the truth to these stupid leftists who want to mandate stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today I will prove beyond any doubt that the CDC is worthless as it pertains to Wu Flu. It's a bureaucratic organism that is doing nothing to help the public. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In fact, the CDC got mocked. And the reason is, anything short of breathing is a symptom of Wu Flu, a.k.a. the Omicron variant. Talk about an organization that has the credibility of Brian Williams and who provides the, finger quotes, guidance to the CDC. Fauci the fraud. Now, I know Fauci claims that he gets his talking points from the CDC. I need to wait to see what the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, it says. But do you know anybody at the CDC? I mean, I know Walensky because I'm in tune. But the average person wouldn't know who runs the CDC, how many people work there, what's the background of these people. We just think they're experts. I already covered experts. But here's the thing. I don't see anybody from the CDC prostituting themselves in front of the camera like Fauci the fraud. If the CDC is the place where we should be getting all of our guidance, I want to see that person more than I want to see the guy who's the mouthpiece for the CDC. How about that? But Fauci's never met a camera he didn't like. What has Fauci or the CDC gotten right? Let me just save you the suspense. Absolutely nothing. In the past week, the CDC has issued new guidance, the most remarkable being vaccinations don't even work. Understand what I just said to you people. If you're double vaxxed, you ain't got nothing. These people that want to virtue signal about how
I'm going to get my vaccine passport.
You are a radiator of freaking Wu flu. But they want to believe they did something.
I'm a patriot. I put people other things by myself.
Said the guy that used to make a living as a public speaker.
I'm a patriot.
Gah. Let me give you this one. The most recent pull a suggestion out of your butt guidance from the CDC involves quarantine. The CDC announced that it was shortening its recommended quarantine for those who test positive for Wu flu but exhibit no symptoms. In other words, you're not even sick. What happened there? Let me just go ahead and save you the suspense. The test doesn't work, and I'll get to that in just a bit. So now they reduced quarantine from 10 days to 5. That's right. Half the time. And what science is this new decision based on? I'm going to save you the suspense. Absolutely none. 5 days is just a wild butt guess on behalf of an organization that represents the multi-trillion dollar larceny that is occurring against you. They don't have a clue. They don't know how long it incubates, who can give it away, whatever. Why? Because it is built on lies. They don't know whether it's a flu. They don't know whether it's a cold. LeBron James tweeted the other day. He put out a meme. Spider-Man, three different Spider-Mans. Are you a cold? Are you a flu? Are you the Wu flu? And people attacked him. Why? Because he dare ask the very question that we're all asking. You guys know my stance. I told you, there is no Omicron. There's a cold. And the cold has morphed a little bit with the people who've caught Wu flu, like myself. And so when you get a cold and they test you and they go, oh, my God, he's got an antibody. It must be a new thing. No, it isn't. And it's less deadly than the cold, which I know surprises people when I tell them that 4,500 people a year die from the common cold. So this new quarantine period, understand that the original CDC guidance, if you will, for quarantine was to isolate for 14 days. Then some bureaucrat went, well, you know, 14, that's a lot higher than, you know, other numbers. So let's look at another number. What are you thinking, Fred? I'm thinking 13 maybe. Oh, 13 is still too many. I think we need to go farther. And somebody go, how about 10? Yeah, that's a good round number. Yeah, let's do 10. So they said, let's do 10. And now we come again. And, oh, well, I tell you what, how about 5 days? But get this. If you're a healthcare worker and you have symptoms, you have to quarantine for 7 days. Because, see, the Wu flu and variants understand that you're a healthcare worker and you need 2 more days more than the average citizen. So when they got asked this, the person who, I forget who it was, but they said, well, we could revise it down to 5 days for healthcare workers. We're still debating it. What's the debate? I mean, look, folks, let's just use some common sense. Healthcare workers are no different than any other human beings, last time I checked. But yeah, we got to revise it. I have a crazy suggestion, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How about we let people do what they feel? I know it's radical. It's crazy. You're thinking, Kevin, you've gone off the deep end. What's your problem there, black man? Yeah, you see, I have this theory. If you don't feel sick, you're likely not sick. If you test positive but don't feel sick, the test likely failed. See, and I'm going to give you some information to prove that. So I mentioned the CDC got mocked after they changed their guidance. On Twitter, hundreds of users responded to the CDC with ridicule, and rightfully so. And here's just a few of the comments. The CDC says a venti iced coffee and 2 ibuprofen is a balanced breakfast. Pretty clever. That's what one guy joked. Next one. CDC recommends quarantining in a bag of uncooked rice for 10 minutes. particularly enjoy that one because I hope it's Uncle Ben's rice. If you're a racist, that is, CDC says, this one's really good. CDC says, when you've reached the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop, your quarantine is over. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Let's ask Dr. Froggy. This is why I love getting the responses from people. Look, folks, I'm pretty funny, but that's funny stuff. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's good. When you've reached the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Maybe, I know there's some of us that are old enough to remember that commercial with the owl. And for you youngsters listening to the program that don't understand why I'm laughing so much, go look at those old commercials for the Tootsie Roll Pop and you'll get it. All right, here's the next one. CDC recommends splitting up your quarantine over your 2 15-minute breaks. And in reference to the kids' game, you're it, you know, it, one person tweeted, the CDC recommends yelling, not it, and running away fast. Oh, you people are clever. How much more ridiculous will things get, folks? I'm not sure, but I do know this insane nonsense is far from over because leftists are going to milk this as long as they can.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
The FDA announcing they're giving the thumbs up to Pfizer boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds. USA Radio News. The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Majority Leader is promising his chamber will consider rule changes amid the fierce debate over voting rights. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York making that announcement in a letter to his colleagues. Schumer threatening to make changes by saying the rules will be debated and considered on or prior to January 17th if Republicans don't cooperate. This as many states have made changes to voting rights laws that Democrats are not happy with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know where you stand personally and where the union stands on teacher vaccinations, but I just want to make really clear to our viewers, is the American Federation of Teachers now supportive of mandatory vaccination for all students 5 and over?
You know, look, I think that that's very fraught right now. I mean, I know personally, you know.
No, I know it is, but it's important what you say on it, right?
Right,
I mean, it's
exactly.
Critical what you say on it right now.
So I think ultimately, I think we have to get through this month in terms of testing right now for this month is really important. And if somebody tests positive, they have to be home. If there's an exposure and parents are willing to do tests to stay, that's really important because we have to stop the transmissibility right now. We're going to see the same staff shortages that we see in airlines and in the transit. And you'll see schools closed, even places that want to stay open because of people getting sick. So that's why I say trust and transparency. In terms of vaccines, I think what Gavin Newsom did in California is really the best model, which is that the semester after they go from emergency use to full authorization and the FDA has done everything that they need to do. That's what California has said. That is the semester that they become mandatory. But
and you
right
support
now,
that nationally.
And I personally support that. The union hasn't taken a position on that.
Why
but
not?
Personally, I support that. And, you know, because we haven't, you know, our California Federation has, and they support it. And, you know, generally, I believe that we will take that position and support it because we believe in vaccines. But right now, it's about testing and making sure that if somebody is positive on that antigen test, they stay home.
That was the president of the teachers union, one of the largest teachers union, saying that your kids should get vaccinated over 5. After all the evidence I've already given you and the more I will give you here in a second that proves that this government and the health so-called experts that are giving us all of their guidance are nothing but a bunch of frauds. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 5+ to be vaccinated. You know how many kids have died that are ages 5+? Less than 5,000 total. Less than the number of people who get the common cold. Less than the number of kids who would die from opioid addiction. Less than the number of kids who would die from abuse, from anything. And 5,000 stretching it. That's, by the way, under the age of 17. It's less than 4,000. Glad you guys are with me. Welcome aboard. If you're new to the program, I'm not always outraged. Generally, there's a bit of levity that we bring to the party, and I'm glad you're here because you will get to hear it. But as I asked earlier in the broadcast, while we're thinking about this, before I get too light, What has the CDC gotten right that would make that idiot lady who believes she should tell you what to do with your kids?
We've got all the teachers vaccinated.
Yeah, and how many of them have died? They will never give you that answer. I already told you, not going to tell you how many kids have died because it isn't enough to shake a stick at. I asked this question earlier, folks, and the answer hasn't changed. The CDC has gotten nothing right, and it will not change until this happens. You ready? People lose their jobs when they give you the wrong information. I'll give you one. I'll say, you know what? No harm, no foul. But when it comes to public health, if you continue to give misinformation like Fauci the fraud, you should be fired. Rand Paul's asking for him to be fired. He's one of the only people that has the guts. Folks, a senator, a sitting senator, doesn't even have the juice to put enough heat on Fauci for him to be gone. This administration puts that little fraud on every TV channel. Just look over the weekend. Excuse me, look over the weekend. Google right now. Go to YouTube. Do a search, Fauci, and then click the little thing that says when, this week or today. You'll see five different times that little fraud has been on TV saying the same nonsense. Well, the efficacy of the vaccination, you've got to get vaccinated. Even though, as I said earlier, double dose of vaccine, worthless. Still got to wear your mask. Still can get the disease. Still get the disease worse than anybody. Still dying from the disease. Still can be a passer of the disease, what do they call it? You're communicable. You're sloughing off the disease. I could go on. And there's that you can't even Google placebo effect for them to tell you how the placebos did in conjunction when they tested with the flu. You want to know why? They stopped the test.
They said, well, we didn't think it was fair for the Wu Flu, the people who didn't have the test, because their lives were at risk when we did a placebo.
That's why you do placebos. You people agree. Look, it's a blind study. If you get a placebo, we measure the placebo effect versus the real drug. Every study does this. They stopped it. And they said, well, it was due to the public health or whatever. It was nonsense. They stopped it for a very simple reason. The placebo worked better than the vaccines. There's no side effects. You're not going to die from the placebo. They couldn't handle it.
You can't handle the truth.
Until we start firing these frauds, until we hold them accountable, we have an organization, the CDC, that does nothing but propagate the lies of the administration, and it's mostly leftists. Because if it was a Republican administration, I mean, certainly Trump, the idea would be, let's get to the truth. Let's not, you know, propagate a bunch of lies. Let's tell the American public the truth and let them make up their minds. And by the way, the one of the things that they said is, if you're sick, stay at home. Let me tell you. I've had the flu multiple times in my life. Multiple times. There has not been a single time that I found myself catching the flu that I went, you know, I'm still going to go do that thing I planned to do before I felt sick. Not a single time. You want to know why? Very simple. I was already too sick. I was like, I don't feel like going. I don't need somebody to tell me this. See, folks, only in government can you allow this level of incompetence to occur with no ramifications. I want you to remember who got fired at the IRS when they intentionally stopped conservative organizations from becoming 501c3s and c4s. Lois Lerner finally left. She's the only one, not a single person. You know other people participated. Who got fired when the VA let veterans die on waiting lists? Who got fired when Benghazi's attack occurred? I don't know who got fired, but I can tell you who got promoted. Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice. In the wake of death in their department, they got promoted. Let me ask you, do you know of any private company where you can have the level of not only being ineffective, inefficient, complete bungling idiots? Do you know of any company where you could get promoted when people in your department die and you're the reason? not a videographer. It's unbelievable, the guidance here. So here's the latest one from the CDC. You'll love this. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as if they can actually prevent disease, has issued a travel advisory warning U.S. residents to avoid cruise travel as the COVID-19 Omicron variant continues to spread rapidly across the country. Now, remember what I told you. They revised the amount of spread of the Omicron variant from 75% to 22%. Both of them, by the way, are numbers they pulled out of their butts. They have no clue how fast Omicron is spreading. And I can tell you why I know for a fact. Because many of you have gotten sick. You've got your cold, a.k.a. Omicron, wink, wink, and you haven't said a word. So they don't know what the number is. Many of you got regular Wu flu. You didn't say a word. Anyway, they say on Thursday, the CDC updated its guidance for cruise ship travel, moving from a level 3 to a level 4 warning, the highest threat level. Oh, my God, we can all die. They previously advised those who are unvaccinated should avoid cruise and river travel, but now say all residents, even those fully vaccinated, should avoid cruises. Do you understand the level of freaking idiocy here? All these double vaccinated boosted people. No, no, no. Listen, we've revised our guidance. We don't want anybody doing anything because it's a scam. And you know what you'll find out if you go on that cruise? Nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing. But they say the closed quarters on ships can allow COVID-19 to spread extremely quickly. And they said there was an outbreak, they said, continued to spread among U.S.-based cruise ships. A South Florida-based Cardinal Freedom cruise was denied entry into Bonaire and Aruba after the undisclosed number of passengers contracted the Wu flu, even though they'd been required to, wait for it, test negative beforehand. How good are these tests? As good as a Harvard Obama diploma.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whatever. Devil Girl. She vacationed in Florida. We're going to discuss this more probably tomorrow, certainly later in the week. And it's going to be so much fun to make fun of AOC. What a hypocrite. Anyway, I've been talking about the CDC, though, and the idea that these people have gotten nothing right. But the next story that I'm going to talk to you about, and I'm sure you heard about it over the last few days because it came over the weekend, exposes this Wu flu as the biggest scam in American history, and Congress should be looking into this for the reasons that will be explained right now and that I'm sure most of you have heard about, at least to some degree. Now think about this. Testing doesn't work even to this day. It didn't work in the beginning. And I told everybody this. I said, if you're going to invest in something, invest in these testing companies, because it's just vapor. There's nothing scientific about it. Everybody's going to test positive. You're going to have to retest and on and on and on. And this is exactly what's happened. And as I said at the time, these tests are worthless. They don't, they tell you, you could be negative, but you still may be positive if you test. If you test positive, well, you could be negative. I mean, if you test negative, you could be positive. If you test positive, you know what I'm saying. Don't try to get all funny out there. I see you. I see you going, oh, Kevin, you're confusing me. No, you're confusing me. Anyway, if you test positive, you could be negative. If you test negative, you could be positive. They said the rapid tests at the early on were only 30% good. Then they said the longer test was only 70% good. So, yeah, this huge gap, somewhere between 30 to 70%, depending on the test, you weren't really sure. Well, how sure can you be? I mean, it's kind of like the old adage, if a peanut butter sandwich is 70% peanut butter and 30% doo-doo, what is it? Is it really a peanut butter sandwich? Anyway, this testing doesn't work. But what if the data were completely wrong from the beginning? Consider all the permutations of the CDC getting testing completely and utterly wrong, where testing didn't prove anything and frankly provided bad data. And now what do we get? The PCR is a process. This is what Dr. Kerry Mullis, Nobel laureate and inventor of this process, who died in 2019, said. The PCR is a process. It does not tell you that you are sick. He said this early on. He said, Dr. Pascal Saclay said, this misuse of the PCR technique is applied as a relentless and intentional strategy by some governments to justify excessive measures, such as the violation of a large number of constitutional rights, under the pretext of a pandemic based on a number of positive PCR tests and not on a real number of patients. That's what they said. Now, what do we get? The PCR smoking gun. As of a few days ago, the CDC, in a request to the FDA, withdraws its endorsement of the RT-PCR test. The CDC acknowledged that the PCR test does not effectively differentiate between COVID-19 and the seasonal flu. Now, what did I tell you from the beginning? I told you these numbers that they are inflating were people getting the flu. Some of the people who are dying from so-called COVID were dying from the flu, and we'll never know. Hospitals getting paid because patients died from the flu. Oh, we tested them. Look at all the people that we test. Every one of those patients tested could have not had COVID-19, a.k.a. Wu flu, Kung flu, whatever you want to call it. Amply documented and analyzed by numerous scientists, the RT-PCR test does not detect or identify SARS-CoV-2 and its variants. That is complete. That blows a hole in everything that we're doing. That is a reason for somebody to get into court and end this nonsense. Now, here's something else you might note. A year ago, January of 2021, the WHO, the World Health Organization, also questioned the validity of the PCR test, which it had itself put forth at the very onset of this so-called crisis. And they said, we're not sure. See, I'm going to tell you something. As sure as I know the FISA warrants were cheated, were illegally obtained, as sure as I know Hillary Clinton and her team knew about Benghazi, as sure as I know that Robert Mueller and all that team knew that Donald Trump had nothing to do with Russia, but the Biden family did, as sure as I know all that, I know there are people in the CDC, people in this leftist government, who knew those tests didn't mean a thing. People in media knew it. There's a cabal of people who knew there was nothing for us to be panicked about. Were people going to die from this? Yes. But the majority of those people, I'm not going to say that. A significant number of the people who caught Wu flu didn't have it. And you want to know why I know? Because wool flu has very interesting symptoms, and I'll give you mine. I had a little bit of fever and all that. I can tell you, I've had many flus in my life, but I had nothing like this. I had, it was a stranger feeling. It was different. And I bet everybody who legitimately caught it had what I'm describing. And then I lost my sense of taste and smell. I think that was the real defining factor, whether you had it or, and then there were the people that they were asymptomatic. That test was completely bogus. They never had it. And then there were people who had no other symptoms except they lost either taste, smell, or both. They had it. It had a milder version. And then, of course, there were some people who caught it bad, lost all taste of sense and smell, got the, you know, lungs filled and everything else, the same thing that happens with the regular flu, and they passed on. But everybody who had the symptoms of the flu but didn't lose their taste and smell, they had the flu. Everybody who had cold-like symptoms, sniffles, and said, yeah, I think I got it, but it was a mild version and I tested positive, they had a cold. That's what I believe. And that's why when Omicron came out and they go, oh, we've got this new thing. And I was like, oh, you don't have anything new. Well, your nose might run and you could sneeze and have a cough. Well, welcome to the party, pal. That's a cold. If the PCR test is invalid, which it is, the 260 million so-called confirmed Wu flu cases collected and tabulated worldwide since this scamdemic began are meaningless. They're null and void. Nobody should pay any attention to the numbers. And Fauci, somebody needs to absolutely hold him and everybody in this food chain to task for their blatant lies. And they need to ask them, when did you know this? Because they did. I guarantee you they did. And here's what Fauci said. Well, we were unsure of the testing at the time. Now that we've got more testing. Like I said, I want you to just, let's just recap for just a second. Get two shots and you're fully protected. Oh, you know what? No, you're not. Get two shots and you don't need to, you can go eat in restaurants because you're not going to infect anybody. You know what? No, yes, you will. Wear a mask because it'll keep you from getting it. No, it doesn't. Get two shots, it'll keep you from getting it. No, it doesn't. Get boosters, and it'll keep you from getting it. Oh, but you got to get boosters every 2 years, every, oh, no, 1 year. Oh, no, wait a minute. Every 6 months. Oh, no, wait a minute. Every 3 months. Oh, wait, hold on. It could be every month. Do I really need to go and give you the litany of nonsense that these people have been talking about since this thing came out? Why is there no revolt at this point? Do you think any of the media is going to come out and say, now, wait a minute, Fauci. You talked about get two shots, it was good. Now you say it isn't any good. You said that the shots would protect you from the variants. It doesn't do it. Now you're saying the boosters will protect you from the variants, and you talked about how long you'd be protected, and you gave times as long as a year to 2 years, and now we're finding out that the boosters don't last any longer than a certain number of days. And I could go on. When is the media going to say to this guy, when are you going to stop being a fraud? He claims all he wants to do is protect the public. Well, you know what the biggest protection of the public would be? If we dumped Fauci. And I'm going to tell you, I believe with this new information, I don't run Judicial Watch or anybody else, but I wish I had a legal team that I could say, let's go to court over this. This is insane.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.